Rebel Wilson's legal battle against celebrity gossip magazines isn't over just yet. The Australian actress has successfully argued that a number of magazines painted her as a serial liar. But Bauer Media, which publishes magazines like Woman's Day and the Australian Women's Weekly, is challenging the Victorian Supreme Court's decision to award the actress $4.6 million in compensation. Media lawyers say it's a high-stakes battle that'll impact how much celebrities can hope to gain from defamation cases in the future. Jane Lee reports.
Rebel Wilson's legal victory was a game-changer in the expensive world of defamation battles. So no one was surprised when Bauer Media confirmed it would challenge the amount of compensation she was awarded in the Victorian Court of Appeal.
This is the biggest payout in Australian defamation history by an absolute mile, four or five times the next biggest, and that next biggest was ultimately appealed as well, and also was at a time when there was no damages cap. So if you just look at it like that, that by itself might suggest there's some reasonable chance of getting it reduced at least somewhat.
That's media lawyer Justin Quill. He says Bauer Media is fighting for more than just vindication in this case. Most of the money awarded to Rebel Wilson was designed to compensate her for the acting opportunities the court ruled she had lost because of the defamatory articles. But Mr. Quill is more concerned about the $650,000 she was awarded for her hurt feelings and damaged reputation. This went well over the legal cap of $389,500 that normally applies.
So it effectively changes one of the most significant aspects of the law of defamation, that is the damages cap. In my view, in most cases, means there is at the very least a risk, but probably the actuality of the damages cap not applying, that's a significant change.
Media companies always take on risk when defending themselves in court. But Justin Quill says Rebel Wilson's case has also emboldened celebrities to take them on.
No question about this. It's got to put a dampener on what publishers will or won't be willing to publish in the future.
Barrister Natalie Hickey specialises in media law. She says that the court's finding that Bauer Media's articles directly caused Rebel Wilson to lose film opportunities following the success of Pitch Perfect 2 could be ripe for challenge.
The interesting aspect of this, which I think an appeal court will be interested in, is that in the judgment itself, though, the judge actually drew the possibility of there being an alternative scenario. And that alternative scenario was really that Rebel Wilson's roles are reasonably niche, family-friendly comedy, and that there was someone new that was coming onto the scene, Amy Schumer, that she was attracting half the fee that Rebel was at a particular point in time. So one could argue that there is an alternative scenario as to why she actually wasn't getting that money, why she wasn't getting those roles, and that alternative scenario was that she was no longer the flavour of the month.
According to Ms. Hickey, the 1990s was a golden era for Australian defamation battles, with celebrities like Demi Moore suing magazines. But this died out when the legal cap on general damages was introduced. It's too soon to say whether Rebel Wilson's case could bring celebrities back to our shores for similar lawsuits. For that, Ms. Hickey says we'll have to wait and see the outcome of Bauer Media's appeal.
I'd be interested to wait for the Court of Appeal decision in the sense that if they're talking about the need for particular proof and what kind of proof is required when you're talking about a reputation issue, people will read that, think about it, and appreciate that you can't just end up with millions of dollars simply because you win, that you have to go to sort of the next steps of demonstrating what it is that you can actually prove.
Bauer Media declined ABC's request for an interview, but its lawyer, Adrian Goss, says in a statement, "It's important for us to revisit this decision on the quantum of damages, which also has broad implications for the media industry."
Jane Lee reporting.